with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Winter weather continues to lash the country, with the Midwest bracing for blizzard-like conditions in some areas.
Powerful storms are threatening communities across the country, with weather ranging from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. Forecasts also predict dust storms in the southwest and tornadoes in the south. Craig Kogel is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
If we do get a little bit more snow and it's a heavy wet snow and it gets onto trees and power lines, when you start getting gusts as high as that, when you know, over 60 miles an hour, we could look at some, you know, bigger branches being broken off and potential power outages.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump's speech on Capitol Hill tonight is not technically a State of the Union address.
It will look and sound like a State of the Union, but the joint address is for newly sworn-in presidents to present their agenda. The trappings will be familiar, though. Donald Trump will address lawmakers in the House chamber. Republicans will likely interrupt the speech with standing ovations, and Democrats will offer a response, this year from freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The president will give his speech to both sessions of Congress in about an hour. President Trump's 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico went into effect Tuesday, along with a heightened 20% levy on Chinese goods. In response, all three countries announced retaliatory measures. Experts say businesses and consumers will feel the biggest impact. Companies big and small will face higher costs on the goods they buy from other countries and in turn may have little recourse but to hike prices themselves. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 670 points, the Nasdaq drops 65, the S&P lower by 71. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new pronouns law.
The measure ensures that the state government cannot force any public employee to use inaccurate pronouns in violation of their religious beliefs. Christian legal experts are cheering the legislation. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at work for declining to say something they believe is false. With this bill, Wyoming is rightfully stepping into the gap to protect freedom of conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An ancient town in Syria is one of the world's few places where residents still speak Aramaic, the language that Jesus used. But since the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad last year, some residents fear their future is precarious. Many Christians in Syria felt they were collectively accused of siding with Assad during the country's civil war. The Syrian strongman always portrayed himself as a protector of Christians and other religious minorities. This is SRN News. After the Trump administration imposed their tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China today, Wall Street plunged again. We hear more on the market's downward activity from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Tuesday as a trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalated. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, wiping out all the gains since Election Day for the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%, despite a rebound in big tech stocks such as NVIDIA. Imports from Canada and Mexico are to be taxed at 25%. Tariffs on Chinese imports have doubled to 20%. Canada, Mexico, and China have all announced retaliatory tariffs. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.